Chapter 1 of the Tiny Storybook by Anonymous. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Dr. Heather Mbai. The Tiny Storybook by Anonymous. Chapter 1 Little Allie. I have been to see my little cousin Alice. She is just 3 years old, and I love her dearly. She has many things to play with. She has a ball, a rattle, and a horse, and she had a nice wax doll given her last Christmas, but as she got the paint off its face by kissing it, it is laid by till she is bigger. We played she was my baby, and I dressed her up and took her to walk. After that we played have tea, and then I rocked her to sleep, and she looked so nice I could not help kissing her. She is coming to see me next week. End of chapter 1. Chapter 2 of the Tiny Storybook by Anonymous. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Dr. Heather Mbai. The Tiny Storybook by Anonymous. Chapter 2 The Ship. My brother Ben has gone to sea. He has gone in a big ship. Mother packed his trunk with nice clothes, and put in his Bible and some good books, and I put in my picture, and we went to see him sail. I felt bad enough, for Mother says he will be gone a whole year. What a long time to be on the water! He says when he comes home he will bring Mother a nice shawl and me some fine playthings. I hope he will not get lost at sea, as some poor sailors have been. End of chapter 2. Chapter 3 of the Tiny Storybook by Anonymous. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Dr. Heather Mbai. The Tiny Storybook by Anonymous. Chapter 3 The Dead Robin. See, Charles, how little Robin lies. The film is on his gentle eyes. His pretty beak is parted wide, and blood is flowing from his side. And Willie, when from school he comes, we'll run and get some little crumbs, and fling them round, and wait to see Robin hop lightly from the tree, to pick the crumbs up one by one, and sing and chirp when he has done. Then when I show him Robin dead, how many bitter tears he'll shed. End of chapter 3. Chapter 4 of the Tiny Storybook by Anonymous. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Dr. Heather Mbai. The Tiny Storybook by Anonymous. Chapter 4 The Ride. This little girl is having a ride. She has a nice carriage and a pretty goat for a horse. I think her brother must be very kind to her. I had a ride in a goat-carriage once. It was on Boston Common. Father put little Arthur and me into the carriage, and we rode along, holding the reins as happy as could be. After the ride was over, we went to the public garden and fed the ducks and fishes, and then we had a sail in the boat. I hope we shall go again next summer. End of chapter 4. Chapter 5 of the Tiny Storybook by Anonymous. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Dr. Heather Mbai. The Tiny Storybook by Anonymous. Chapter 5 The Lion. Let me tell you a short story about a lion. Once a poor negro found that a lion was following him as he was walking along through the woods. The lion was watching for a chance to spring upon him. The man was very much frightened, but walked swiftly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?